This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mazel tov to my student, Yaakov Gigi, on his bar mitzvah. We are so proud of Yaakov at Sinai Academy. He's one of the shining stars, and it was such a pleasure to be mishtatef in his bar mitzvah this week in Brooklyn. May Hashem bless his family with tremendous nachas and hatzlacha. Today we are up to Mishnah 666 in our Living Mishnah series. I dedicated in memory of Yitzchak Klein, Yitzchak Tzvi ben Shmuel Zamvel, Olav HaShalom, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. He was a fine young man who everyone really had deep respect for, but he was in a horrific accident with an elevator in Spring Valley, New York. And may Hashem comfort his family and console them of the tragedy. I have no doubt he was a carbon for Klal Yisrael, so that this Ikvasa de Mashiach had already turned to the Zman HaGeula. Torah shows uses pictures and cartoons to dramatize Mishnayot, and our hope is to do as many Mishnayot as Hashem gives us the zchut to do. We are learning today about a chatan and kala. Regarding the clothing, who pays for the clothing that the kala brings to the wedding? So really, the father should give the husband an adunya, a dowry, and pay for the kala's clothing. So this way should be attractive and appealing that people want to marry her. So really it is a mitzvah for the father. That's what it's mashu from the Gemara and the Ritva and the Rambam. Our Mishnah is going to be talking about a father who doesn't have and what's going to be in such a case. So you can find this Mishnah in Masechet Ketuvot, Parak Vav, Mishnah Hey. When is a chassan obligated to pay for the kala's clothing? Says the Halakha Mishnah, Hamasi et bito stam. If somebody is marrying off his daughter stam, which means he wasn't doing his duty of giving her nice clothing. Lo yivcho la mechamishim zuz. Lamaisa, she has to give it, the father has to give her at least 50 zuz. So even if he's a poor man, he's going to have to borrow the money. She can't, you know, just go with rags to the chuppah. Why should she lose that special time of her life when everyone feels like a queen? So if the father, we're talking about, did not say how much clothing he's going to give her, he should at least give her 50 zuz, which in the olden days, that was considered enough money to buy clothing to last a year. We hope that everyone has a lot more money to spend than that. But whatever the story is, people today spoil their children. They train them to live expensively, with expensive streimlich and expensive clothing. It's not a good idea. But anyway, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about that if a person now, let's say he didn't offer his daughter anything to go to the chuppah with. So now, who's paying for that clothing? Clothing brings kavod to a person. And says the Mishnah, Pasak lachnisa aruma. If the father was a cheapskate and he said, no, that's it. I'm letting her get married without clothing. Aruma literally means naked or undressed, but it means that he's not giving her the money for clothing. So in such a case, the husband will have to deal with it, and obviously he agreed to this situation. So lo yomer habal, the husband should not say, kishachnisa lebeiti achasenu b'chsuti. Oh, when she finally gets married to me, you know, after the wedding, I'll dress her. No. Ela mechasa v'oda b'veit avia. Chazal said he has to worry for her and already start dressing her when she's at her father's house so that she shouldn't have to be embarrassed coming with shmatas to her wedding. Okay, so that's the aside here. Now, let's say someone is a gabbai tzedaka. So he's in charge of allocating money to aniyim. So it says the Mishnah, v'chein amasiyat hayotoma lo yivchot lah mechamashim zuz. Also, someone who's in charge of marrying off an orphan girl, he should not give her less than 50 zuz. And yesh bakis, and if he has in his wallet, in his fund, more money, mefarnes hinotah lefi chavodah, he should try to give her more. Maybe she comes from a very chashuv family. She definitely deserves VIP service. Merlining b'yizchus also for the 6 million kedoshim in Gan Eden, and thank you, Torah Anytime, and all those that are mishtatev in this program.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.